Today we're building a stepper-style Hoover stab stretch with that chopped vinyl, old-school jungle attitude in Ableton Lev 12. The goal here is not just to make a loud rave stab, we want something that feels like it was lifted from a dusty dubplate, played back on a sampler, worn down a little, and then reshaped into something that can live inside a modern drum and bass arrangement. What makes this technique so useful is that it gives you more than one function at once. You get mid-range aggression, rhythmic movement, and that nostalgic chopped loop energy that instantly signals jungle, 95-era tension, and stepper pressure. And the really important part is the workflow. We're going to design the sound, degrade it, resample it, cut it up, and then rephrase it like a real musical sample, not just a synth patch. So let's set up the session properly first. Create three tracks. Track 1 is your MIDI track for the stab source. Track 2 is an audio track for resampling the print. Track 3 is another audio track for chop and playback. On track 2, set audio from to resampling, then arm it. You usually won't need to monitor it live unless you're auditioning something specific. This gives you a clean internal print of whatever you create, which is exactly what we want. This is a key mindset shift. Resampling is part of the sound. A chopped vinyl character comes from committing to audio. Once you print it, you can warp it, slice it, reverse bits, and degrade it like you're working with a sample pulled from a hardware sampler or a battered old record. Now let's build the raw Hoover stab on track 1. Load up Waveeatable or analog. Either works, but Waveeatable is a great place to start, because it gives you plenty of harmonic density to survive filtering and resampling. A solid starting point is a saw-style Waveeatable on oscillator 1, with 3 to 5 voices of unison. On oscillator 2, use another saw or a slightly squarish layer and detune it just a little. You want movement, but not chaos. Add a sub-oscillator only lightly, because the main sub belongs elsewhere in the mix. We're making a stab, not a bass patch. Set the filter to low pass 24 or band pass depending on the tone you want. A low pass gives you more classic punch, while band pass can make it feel a bit more sampled and focused. Then route a moderate amount of envelope to the filter, so the stab opens with a bite, and then closes quickly. For the envelope, keep the attack very short, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Decay somewhere in the 180 to 450 millisecond range works well. Sustain should stay low, around 0 to 20%. And release somewhere between 80 and 180 milliseconds. The point is to make this feel like a hit, not a held pad. For the filter cutoff, start somewhere around 300 Hz to 1.2 kHz and move it by ear. Don't worry too much about exact numbers yet. The important thing is that the stab has enough harmonic content to feel angry and alive, but not so much low-end body that it fights the kick and sub later. Now write the MIDI phrase. This is where a lot of people go wrong. They make the sound first, then drop it on a grid like a static effect, but in jungle and old school DNB, the phrase matters just as much as the timbre. Think in terms of a rhythmic sentence. A good starting shape is to hit on the end of one, answer on two, leave space for the snare, and then add a follow-up jab before the next bar. You want that stepper pulse, that kind of halftime swagger with urgency. Keep the clip short. One bar or two bars is enough. The best Hoover phrases usually feel like they're speaking in short bursts, not rambling. If you want, you can use minor chords or minor-based voicings, since that tends to lean into the old-school emotional tension, but the rhythm is the star here. If the groove needs a little more human swing, open the groove pool and try a subtle swing or MPC-style groove. Keep it gentle. Timing around 10 to 25% is enough. Random should stay very low or off. We want that chopped feel, but not sloppy. Now we start making it feel like a sample before we even resample it. Insert a chain with auto filter, saturator, Karst ensemble if you want width, Redux for reduced resolution byte, and utility at the end to control the stereo image. This is where the magic starts to get dirty in a good way. Use auto filter to move the cutoff over the phrase. A sweep from around 250 Hz up to 4 kHz can make the stab feel like it's opening and closing in a performance, which is much more convincing than a static patch. Add a bit of resonance, maybe around 10 to 25%, but don't overdo it unless you want the filter to scream. Then hit saturator with 2 to 6 dB of drive and turn soft clip on. That should give you some extra bark and help the stab stay present after resampling. Add Redux lightly if you want some grit. You don't need to turn it into full bit crush unless that's the vibe. Even a little reduction in sample rate or bit depth can give you that dusty, samplerish edge. With utility, make sure the width stays disciplined. If the sound gets too wide, narrow it to around 80 to 100%. Indeed NB, a stab can be wide in the arrangement sense, but the center still needs to feel solid, especially when drums and bass are already doing a lot. Now print it. Record 4 to 8 bars of this processed stab onto track 2. And don't only capture one version. Print a few variations if you can. Get one normal pass, one slightly more filtered version, one more distorted pass, and one version with a sweep or a brighter opening motion. Those variations are gold when you start chopping, because now you've got multiple flavors of the same phrase to work with. When you listen back, don't just listen for the notes. Listen for the transients, the tail shape, the little imperfections, the moments where the filter blooms, and the tiny timing quirks that make the sound feel lived in. That's the whole sampled memory vibe we're after. It should sound reused in a musical way, not just repeated. Now drag the printed audio onto track 3 and turn it into your chopped vinyl phrase. You've got two good options here. One is to warp the audio in beats mode. That's great if you want to preserve the punch of each stab while keeping things tight. Use transient preservation carefully so the attacks stay crisp. The other option is to slice the audio to a new MIDI track, either by transients or by fixed grid. For jungle flavor, transient slicing is often the better move because it keeps the phrase feeling alive instead of overly mechanical. Now start reordering the pieces. Repeat one stab twice. Cut a tail short. Reverse a single fragment. Let one hit land a hair late. Maybe drop in a tiny gap where you expected a hit. Those little irregularities are what make the phrase feel like it came from an actual performance, or from a sampler with personality. This is the point where the vinyl illusion comes alive. Think of this as phrasing, not just chopping. A convincing old-school loop often sounds like someone grabbed a phrase from a record, loaded it into a rack sampler, and played it back with just enough human inconsistency to feel real. Now process the chopped playback track for even more worn sampler energy. Add EQ 8 first and high pass somewhere around 120 to 250 Hz, so the stab doesn't crowd the kick and sub. If the sound gets pokey or harsh, gently dip somewhere around 2.5 to 5 kHz, depending on where the snare and crack are living in your track. You want the stab to cut, not to stab your ears. Follow that with drum bus if you want more density. Keep it moderate. A little drive goes a long way. Then add glue compressor with a slowish attack and moderate release, aiming for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. The goal is to tighten the phrase, not squash it flat. If you want tiny drift, use a subtle frequency shifter. Even a very small amount can make the whole thing feel a little more unstable and sample-like. That instability is part of the charm. You can also automate clip gain or use clip envelopes to vary volume between chops. This is a really good old-school trick, because it makes the phrase feel performed manually rather than perfectly normalized. That tiny irregularity is often what sells the authenticity. Now bring it into the actual drum and bass context. A classic move is to let the stab answer the snare or respond to a drum fill. For example, in a two-bar loop, the Hoover stab might hit after the kick and leave space for the snare, then come back as a response to the snare and a short bass stab. At the end of the phrase, a reverse chop can lead into the next section. That kind of call and response is huge in jungle and stepper arrangements. Keep the stab high passed so it doesn't fight the bass line. Let the sub and low mids belong to the kick, the sub, and maybe a reese underneath. The stab should live in the upper mids and presence area, where it can bring aggression and tension without muddying the drop. Now automate tension, not just volume. Move the auto filter cutoff. Push saturator drive only for certain phrases. Send a little more reverb on the last chop before a fill. Narrow the stereo image before a drop, then reopen it on impact. These small arrangement moves make the sound feel alive. You don't need constant motion everywhere. In fact, one or two well-placed changes usually sound much more authentic than non-stop automation. If you want extra drama, automate a short reverb throw on the final chop before a transition, or increase redux, just for one bar so it sounds like a new sample has entered the track. That kind of same source, different cassette feeling works brilliantly in old-school inspired DNB. Now let's talk about finishing. Check mono compatibility, especially if you've used width or chorus. Make sure the stab isn't clouding the kick or sub. Keep an eye on the 3 to 6 kHz area if it starts getting metallic or too sharp. And make sure you've left enough headroom for the drums and bass to hit properly. If the stab feels too polite, print one more pass through a bit more saturation or a little more redux. If it feels too modern and glossy, back off the polish. Less pristine stereo spread, shorter tails, more chopped repetition. The more it feels like a reusable sample memory, the better. A few common mistakes to watch out for. First, don't make the Hoover too huge in the low end. High pass it and leave the real bottom to the bass. Second, Don't overdo the unison with. DNB needs impact and center weight, not a smeared cloud. Third, don't stack a bunch of effects before resampling, just hoping one of them makes it vintage. Get the sound musically right first, then degrade it. And finally, don't chop without phrasing intent. If the edits don't speak rhythmically, they're just random slices.